the phone to Lieutenant Colonel Gooch.
Hello.
Hi, this is Laura. How are you?
How do you do?
Listen, I didn't get a chance to read your biography. I'm sorry. Somebody else
That's
is supposed
right.
to be doing the interview, and he just hasn't made it back yet. So I know you had wanted to talk about when are you guys deploying again?
Actually, we're not going to Iraq. We're coming back from Iraq.
I
think there's a little bit of confusion, but we are, with the 256 Brigade and deployed to Iraq and we started at Camp Shelby in January and got to Iraq in March, and we are all returning back to Louisiana in about 3 weeks.
Okay. And so what are some of the, I know y'all want to talk about some of the things that you accomplished and some of the good things that happened. Do you want to tell me about some of those?
Sure. Well, I can tell you, I guess kind of give you a little bit of a synopsis of what we've been doing for the year that
okay.
we've been in Iraq. I'm the commander of the 3156 Infantry Battalion, which is a battalion, a part of the 256 Infantry Brigade. And we've been doing primarily convoy security missions, but we also do some fixed site security as well as some personal security detachments.
Okay,
and,
you said big site?
Fixed, F-I-X-T, F-I-X-E-T.
Fixed site security.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. As well as?
Personal security.
Personal. Oh. Okay. And so what is, what sorts of things would you do at these sites? Like
well, we,
security
we provide armed, you know, we provide armed security, I guess, for, different locations, in addition to the convoy security missions.
And I apologize if these questions sound stupid. Mike hasn't been able to make it back, and so he was the one who was going to do the interview. So it's cold, and you have to just forgive me for that.
he's
a better military guy than I am too. He knows all about the military, and I don't know anything.
That's all right. I have about
well, we just wanted to do an interview.
900 soldiers with me.
Oh wow!
Most of those soldiers are from central and southwestern Louisiana. Although I do have a company of soldiers, which is a little over 100 soldiers from the New Orleans area as well with me. But most of the soldiers are from central and southwestern Louisiana. Our headquarters is in Lake Charles. But we have units in Opelousas, Alexandria, De Quincy, Jennings, those areas.
Great. And so are y'all just really excited to be able to come home?
Yeah, it's been a long year. It's been a very rewarding experience, I guess. The soldiers obviously have done a lot of great things in Iraq and logged over 1,000,000 miles and about 1,400 convoys. And, now they're all coming home as decorated combat veterans. And, obviously everyone is ready to get home. We expect to all be home by Christmas. It may be the day before Christmas, but we'll all be home by Christmas.
So, is everybody who deployed safe and sound?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. We've had some enemy activity. However, we have had no serious injuries as a result of
that's great news.
My deployment. Yeah.
Since deployment. Mike has made it back. Would you mind if I sent you over to him and see if he had another couple of questions that were more military related? I know he
no
knows
problem.
His
I've got
stuff.
Plenty of time. So.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No rush.
The best of luck to y'all, and we're so happy that you know y'all are safe, and you know everybody appreciates you. Of course, you probably hear that all the time, but we do.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you.
Okay, it'll be just 1 second. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, this is gonna be Mike when you get back on the line. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Hello. Hi, this is Mike
Hello,
Jones.
Hello, I can hear you.
Yes, this is Mike Jones. And who am I speaking with?
Hey, Mike, this is David Gooch, Lieutenant Colonel David Gooch. It's G-O-O-C-H. There's a little bit of delay, so I kind of have to pause
and then
a little bit of delay.
And you're the commander of the 3rd Battalion, 156th Infantry?
That's correct.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I don't want to just repeat things Laura just asked you. Did you tell her what what the battalions accomplished in Iraq? Or I know that was one of the
things. I just kind of gave a quick synopsis. You know, we started our deployment in January, went to Camp Shelby for, I guess it was about 60 days, and then deployed to Iraq in March. And we've been in Iraq for obviously until now, and most of the work that we've been doing is convoy security missions. Although we have done some other type missions like personnel security and some fixed site security. The soldiers obviously very professional, done a great job. We've logged altogether probably over 1 million miles of traveling the roads of Iraq, about 1,400 convoys. We have been very fortunate. We've had some enemy activity. However, we have had no serious injuries from anything, including enemy activity. So all the soldiers, as I told her, are going to be coming home as decorated combat veterans. We in the battalion is about 870 soldiers, so close to 900 soldiers. About 91 soldiers will be awarded the Bronze Star Medal, and the remainder of the soldiers are awarded other awards like Meritorious Service Medals, Army Commendation Medals. So really a great deployment.
Okay.
It looks like we're pretty confident all the soldiers will be returning home by Christmas Day, maybe the day before, but it will be, all the soldiers will get home by Christmas.
Okay, great.
All the soldiers are from, I do have some soldiers attached to me from, other states, but not a lot. Most of the soldiers with me are from central and southwestern Louisiana. I do have a company of soldiers, about 100 soldiers from New Orleans that have been attached to me. But most of the soldiers are from central and southwest, Alexandria, Opelousas, Jennings, Lake Charles, DeQuincy, all those kind of areas. The battalion headquarters is in Lake Charles.
Okay. And let's see, what can you think of any individual instances or maybe kind of examples of that would kind of flesh out, you know, an example of what you've been doing or maybe a particular highlight that you can think of?
I'm trying to think of an individual. I can't think of one off the top of my head, sorry, but...
Were you in the other deployment in 2005?
I was. I was with the the Abbeville Headquartered Battalion, 2nd Battalion, in 2004-2005.
Okay. Can you kind of contrast the conditions then and now?
Yeah, I guess I could say that as a whole, the country significantly less violent. That's the thing you see immediately. Iraqi security forces play a much more prominent role now than they did in 2004, 2005. The U.S. presence is somewhat limited. We've done a good job of kind of staying out of the metropolitan areas and focusing on training Iraqi army, Iraqi security forces. The living conditions are about the same, maybe a little more of the creature comforts that we have back home, like the fast food places, Subway and Pizza Hut and Burger King, and a little more of those than last time, and a little more morale, welfare, recreation available. The internet is much more available than it was back then, but mostly, just a calmer, I guess, country now.
Okay. And so did
2004, 2005 was, incredibly violent.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of, explosions and activity, and most soldiers just focused on just trying to do their job and stay alive. And in this one, I think it's a little more of an opportunity to see more of Iraq. Last time we were all, the entire brigade, in Baghdad and stayed in that area. And on this occasion, we got more opportunity to move around and see more of the country because we do a lot of convoy security. So we travel all the way from the Turkish border all the way down to Kuwait and from the Jordanian border all the way to close to the Iranian border. So a lot of moving around and seeing more of the country. And it's a fairly diverse country that we didn't get to see the last time. I mean, the northern part of the country is some rolling hills and some start to see some mountainous areas and a lot more greenery, and then you have some very, very desolate desert areas in the west. So it's quite a bit of a contrast as you move around the country.
Okay. And where are you? Do you live in Abbeville or somewhere else?
No, born and raised in Abbeville. Right now I live in Houston. I moved to Houston about 3 years ago with my family. I'm an attorney for for Schlumberger, a company called MISWACO, which is a subsidiary of Schlumberger, the oil service company.
Okay. Very good.
Most of my family's still in the Abbeville Lafayette area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, do you know if there are any, kind of a big homecoming celebration planned, or is that still in the works?
I think what's happening is, the brigade here at the Louisiana National Guard, it's got the 256 Brigade that's here is about 3,200 soldiers. So the soldiers are going to all, come home kind of in waves over about a 2 week period. To move that many people, it takes a little while to, there's some what we call a demobilization process about 5 to 7 days at Camp Shelby, Mississippi, when we first get back to the United States. And when, as they complete their process, their demobilization process at Camp Shelby, they'll all get on buses and go back to their home station armories, the larger areas like Lafayette, Plaquemine, Shreveport, New Orleans, Lake Charles. All those buses will get home, but they'll come in waves, I guess, over about a 2-week period.
Okay.
Most of the homecoming thing is kind of more done at the individual city level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably be, the family support groups that help each unit kind of coordinate in those kind of events.
Okay.
Most of the soldiers, quite frankly, like to, keep it as low-key as possible because, in reality, the main thing they want to do is just go home with their family. So when the bus gets to the armory, their sole focus is to, meet their family. This is the first time they've seen their family for since they went on their R&R leave. But some of that, could be, 6 months to a year. So they really just want to, meet the family and rush home and eat some good Cajun food, which we haven't had for a long time.
Okay, great. Okay, can you think of anything else, or is that covered pretty well, you think?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Obviously, we just want to thank all the family support groups, the cities that have supported us for this year. We've gotten tons of boxes of things and from every, from elementary schools throughout the state to well wishes and things from cities, and just a wonderful lot of support from the local communities.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
What paper are you with, by the way?
This is the American Press in Lake Charles.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, make sure you mention the mayor's office. Mayor Roach is... He's got a Veterans Affairs Committee, I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
They've helped us out, and they're doing some things for us as well. There's a lot of people back there in Lake Charles that are really, really helping the battalion, And we certainly look forward to getting home.
Okay, great. We'll look forward to seeing y'all back, too.
Okay.
And thanks a lot, and hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving over there.
Yeah, we're gonna have the traditional fixings. I've got to serve. I've got to serve the soldiers, so I'll be the one putting the food on their plate.
Okay, great.
But yeah, we got a full Thanksgiving dinner, and most of the soldiers right now are packing. Our replacement unit, the unit that replaced us, is here. They just arrived, and we're kind of there's a couple of week process where we show them what we do and help them along, make sure that they know everything they need to know about taking our mission over from us, and the soldiers are packing and getting ready to get home.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.